grabbing at a straw, Brown Limper decided to look into this a bit further and returned that evening to the compound. The sentries, of course, would not dream of saying anything to a senior council member wearing a bit of colored ribbon that denoted his tribe, and Brown Limper hung about, watching the huge cyclo from a distance. And he saw something very curious. A young Swedish pilot trainee stood for a while outside the bars, talking to him. The sentry said yes, the cadet came quite routinely after the classes of the day. He was polishing up his cyclo. All pilots had to be very expert on cyclo, and the monster in that cage was a real cyclo, and there weren't many others around to talk to. No, he didn't know what they talked about, for the sentry couldn't speak cyclo, being part of the Argyle Raiders on duty here. But the cadet's name, it says here in the log, is Lars Thorensen. And thank you very much, Chief, sir, for mentioning that sentries should have cloaks and promising to take it up with the council. So, using his influence, Brown Limper found in Academy records that Lars Thorensen had been a member of a Swedish tribe that emigrated way back to Scotland. That he had originally been chosen as a coordinator trainee because he spoke Swedish and English and had a gift for tongues. That his father was a fascist minister and had urged the boy to use the Federation to spread the call of fascism in view of the fact that it had been the state religion of Sweden and had had some important military figure named Hitler as its head and was needed by the world. That the boy had been dropped, therefore, by the Federation, but had reapplied due to the scarcity of manpower and been accepted as a flying cadet. That he was doing horribly in stunt flying and was right now healing up from a bad landing and was temporarily suspended and probably would be sent back to the farm in Scotland on the basis that while he might have a gift for languages, he didn't seem all right in the head. Well, a senior council member could easily get that threat of dismissal quashed. Brown Limper began to take a very definite interest in Lars Thorensen, and through him, in that monster in the cage. Things were definitely looking up. Certain crimes must be corrected, even if the criminal were an old companion.
End of CD 20.